Friday night, Yechiel told me a story, and that's what I want to begin with. I'd actually already given a title for the share, and then I had Shaila, so a story. So, the story was that the story was about a particular person, I think a relative, that owns a house in Yerushalayim, a nice house, and they live in Borough Park. So they live in Borough Park, have a house in Yerushalayim. And he'd allowed somebody, or given somebody to stay in his house for Shabbos in Yerushalayim. And he's sitting in Borough Park, and he's able to see from his house in Borough Park, his cameras, and he's able to see on the screen exactly what's going on in the house in Yerushalayim. Now the truth is, that itself is already a bit of a problem. A shaila of Hezekiah. It's called damaging somebody when you're watching them. Yeah, and doing things in their house. But it's supposed to be a Shein Hilch Shabbos. So that's not a Shaila we're going to discuss. The story went like this, that this person watching the cameras, he saw that the people sitting there were hot. Shalim, and it was hot. So from his house in Borough Park, he turned on the air conditioning for these people in Yerushalayim. Yeah? Now they didn't know anything. They didn't ask, they didn't know. They didn't even afterwards didn't realize that somebody turned on the air conditioning for them. They thought it must have been a timer or whatever. That's how the story went. Okay. So right away when I heard the story, I said, I think it's awesome. I think it's a problem. That was my initial reaction. I want to explain a little bit, and on the way we'll see some other shilas maybe. When I was thinking it over this evening, what I'm going to say, I thought, Maybe I'm going to change my mind. In other words, I saw a svara why we can make it mutter. So we're going to go through different stodim, and svaras, rayas, why it would be also mutter, etc. Why should it be also? I mean, there's a couple of shaylas over here, but the shayla that I'm thinking is this. This is halacha, which we're familiar with, amir l'noch rishvos. You're not allowed to have a goy do malacha for you on Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha for you. And if a goy does melacha for you, in some instances, you have to stop them. So we're not going to go through the prote halacha. Prote halacha is when you do have to stop them, when you don't. But a goy doing melacha for you is an issue. Yeah? You're not allowed to have a goy doing melacha for you. So if you can't have a goy doing melacha for you on Shabbos, so l'choyri, you also can't have a yid doing melacha for you on Shabbos. Yeah? Now usually it's not relevant. The yid can't do melacha for you on Shabbos because he can't do melacha. He can't do it for himself. But over here you have a situation, he's in America, so it's not yet Shabbos, it's still Friday afternoon. So for him it's not, I didn't make that clear before, obviously it wasn't Shabbos for him, it was Friday afternoon, he was looking at the camera. So for him it's not yet Shabbos. So the question is, so we have a yid doing melacha for another yid on Shabbos, and the question is, would this also be a problem, just like a goy doing melacha is a problem? Also, yidu melacha is a problem, and I want to suggest that there's at least a lot of room to say that it's not just a problem like a goy. If a goy does a melacha for you in Shabbos, it's a shayla of nisa rabbonon. But if a yid does a melacha for you in Shabbos, even in America, it's a shayla of an isser deraisa. It's a shayla of an isser deraisa. This is an interesting story, but you have all sorts of cases where this is relevant. It's relevant to people who have a business based in, let's say I own a business, and so I'm based over here, I have people working for me in America. Depends on the exact contract, etc., but if they are considered my shluchim, and they're working for me, and they're working Friday afternoon, for me it's Shabbos, so I have an issue. Somebody is doing melachas for me, and for me it's Shabbos, so I have melacha being done for me on Shabbos. The shayla is different, cases that can happen. You can call somebody in New York on Friday afternoon, ask them to do you a favor, do something for you, they do go and do it on Shabbos, and for you it's a malacha, so you're bumping into Shaila. So let me explain a little bit of Shaila.
According to the equation,
yeah.
Ruth Sheva, they have updates, clearly on their website, that it's being updated from...
Oh, very good. Okay. So you have a website, which is a Frum website, right? So in other words, whatever that means. I mean, the computer isn't, but I mean, it's run by Frum people, I think, and but they have people in America putting things on. Right, no, but he's saying they have people in America putting things online for them. They're, in other words, working to some extent for somebody in Eretz Yisrael. Him, it's Shabbos, yeah.
Another situation, you check in 24 hours before a flight. So if you're in New York, and you're flying, let's say, on Sunday night, or whatever, or Monday morning, whatever, you can have something in England. I know the people, you've got people in England.
You want to catch a seat.
To get them a good seat. And I was to book in for them.
That's right. Oh, very good. Same thing. You ask somebody in England, do you a favor, go online, do something for me when it's Shabbos for me. It can happen. There's all sorts of things. Somebody's trying to work on something and hits Shabbos. He can't do it. He's trying to catch a sale, a cheap ticket. Doesn't work. He calls a friend of his who's in a different country. Can you do it for me? So it's all the same. Shaila, you have somebody. Now, what's the... Where does it begin? Yeah. What is this? Isn't this on Shabbos to tell a goy to do melacha? And with Cholos, we can tell a goy to do melacha. Yeah. Cholos, we can divide it into two parts. This is, we can divide it into two parts. Or, let's say like this. There's two reasons why you're not allowed to have a goy do melacha for you on Shabbos. One reason is the issa of a dabe dover. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak weekday talk. Right? It's such an issa, you're not allowed to speak weekday talk. And as we all know, the minhag, you say in a Shabbos karet, and then you can do this issa. Yeah? It's a very strange minhag, because usually when you do an avera, yeah, so you don't tell people before you do the avera that you're doing an avera. You just do it. Yeah? Here you say in a Shabbos karet, you say you're not allowed to say that. I'm going to say something that's an issa to on Shabbos, and then you go and say it. All right, So the question is how this works, and maybe a little later I'll give a suggestion, an interesting suggestion of how this thing developed and how it could be done right. But either way, there is an issa to speak certain things on Shabbos, and since, just like I'm not allowed to say on Shabbos that tomorrow I'm not allowed to say, can you do me a favor, give me a ride tonight on Motzei Shabbos, you're also not allowed to tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos because you're speaking weekday talk on Shabbos. That's one reason for the issa of Amir al-Nochri. And then there's another reason. The second reason is that the goy is considered your shliach. When the goy does a melacha on Shabbos, the goy is turning the light, turning off the light, he's doing it on your behalf, he's doing it for you, he's considered your shliach. And shluch hashalom k'moisai. When the goy does the melacha, it's considered you've done the melacha. So that's the second reason, b'cholos, for the issa of Amir al-Nochri. It's considered that he's done on your behalf. Yeah. Okay, so there's two obvious questions that arise. I imagine some people are thinking Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, one question. The other one is Ein Shlichus Nochri. That's a rule. It's correct. Ein Shlichus Nochri. We learn from a pasuk. Shlichus, we learn from a pasuk. Ken Terimu Gam Atem Trumas Hashem, At Gam Atem Rabbi Shluchachem. A Yid can be a Shliach. A Yid can do something on my behalf. So that I do it. The limit is Ma Atem Bnei Bris, Af Shluchachem Bnei Bris. A Yid can be a Shliach. A Goy can't be a Shliach. That's all Midaraisa. The rule is Midrabbonon Yei Shlichus Nochri L'Chumra. Yeah, obviously, a goy, the rabbanon can't be makel on the Torah. They can't say, okay, if you can't find a yid to do b'dikas chametz for you, have a goy do b'dikas chametz for you. That would be a kula. But to be machmer, they say the goy is your shliach. So therefore, you're right. The whole shaila of Amir al-Nochri is only mid rabbanon. Mid rabbanon, so there's no, a goy can't be your shliach. But mid rabbanon, the rabbanon look at the goy as your shliach. Yei shlichus nochri l'chumra, the lashon of the goy is maimonis about Amir al-Nochri. Yei shlichus nochri l'chumra. So therefore, the goy is considered my shliach. What he did is considered I did it. And that's why I have to stop a goy. If he does it on his own behalf, I didn't tell him anything, didn't say anything. There was no issue of Amira. He decided to turn on the light for me. So without going into Prote Alochus, generally when a goy decides to turn on the light for you, you have to stop him. You have to stop, right? Because it's considered, if he does it, Midrabbonon is considered you've done it. So the first machshava was that a yid is no worse off than a goy. If a goy can be my shliach, then a yid also could be my shliach. Yeah. Not in that, a goy is only a shliach mid rabbonon, as Mr. Selwyn's pointing out. A yid could be a shliach mid rais, a real shliach. So if he does a malacha for me, it could be like I did the malacha. The second question people might be thinking is, there's a rule, ein shliach l'dvar avera. For a mitzvah you can have a shliach, an avera you can't have a shliach. Yeah? So the emphasis of the Gemara already says that that's only when it's an avera for the shliach. In other words, the reason for Ein Shliach Dvar Avera is two reasons. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishamin, the Shliach shouldn't be listening to you. When it's an Avera for the Shliach, so if somebody's Mechal Shabbos for me, we don't say it's my Chilul Shabbos, we say it's his Chilul Shabbos. Yeah? If I ask somebody to steal for me, since it's an Avera for him, we don't say it's me stealing, we say it's him stealing. So to any Avera. That's all when the person doing it is an Avera for him. What about the person doing it is not an Avera for them? Like our example, the person doing it in America. So I'll tell you the Gemara's example. One of the Gemara's example, we learned it together, is Akfuli Cotton. The din is that a yid isn't allowed to cut. cut off his payas. And he's not allowed to cut off the payas of somebody else, obviously, or even of a cotton, a child, even though the child isn't mechuyev in mitzvahs, you're not allowed to cut off the payas of a child. Yeah, we learn from a special pasuk. That's for a woman who she herself isn't mechuyev in the mitzvah of payas, so she also doesn't have this issa of cutting off the payas of a child. That's halacha. Yeah, a yid has this problem. You can't cut off the payas of a child. I should point out, it's an obvious thing, but a frum person can't be a public barber, because if somebody comes to your place and wants you to give them a haircut, and I mean, unless you're happy to tell people, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that haircut, so then they can't be a barber. It's an issa deraisa for them to cut off somebody else's payas. The person's a yid, you have a problem, and it's the raisa. Actually, just printed recently, you have the booklet about Michal's father, Moshe Katzenelbogen. So you have their story that when he was in Russia, when they caught him, so his mother told him that he should, when they ask him what your job is, you're shver, yeah? They ask, yeah, that's the story, right? They ask what your job is. So you should say that by profession you're a barber. This way you'll have an easier time. It's a barber, I mean, who can't be a barber? He'll take a scissors, you cut people's hair. What's the problem? He said, I can't say it, because if I say I'm a barber, then I might have to cut Eden's hair. And if you cut off the payas, it's an issa deraisa. So he didn't say that. Yeah. So anyway, so the din is that a man isn't allowed to cut off a child's payas. A woman is allowed to cut off a child's payas. And the Gemara discusses, could a man say to a woman, cut off the payas of a child? Act fully cotton. You should cut the hair of a child and cut off the payas. Can a husband say to his wife, cut off the payas of the small child? He doesn't want to do it himself, he doesn't want an issa deraisa. But his wife, if the wife does it, there's no issa. Obviously, it's not very... I wouldn't advise it. But there's no issa per se in cutting off the payas for a woman. If a man tells a woman to cut off the payas, says the Gemara, the woman's considered the shliach of the man gets the issa deraisa. It's considered like the man did an issa. I ain't shliach tvar avera, but it's not an avera for the lady. It's not an avera for the woman. So then the mashaleach is over. So that's clear. The shliach of avera is only an issue when it's an avera for the shliach. So back to our case, somebody is doing malocha. Somebody is doing something for me in America. For him, it's weekday. For him, it's not an avera. So therefore, he can be my shliach. So what he does is mesiachas to me. It's considered av doing it. So it's a problem. Okay, so now that's a very good point. It's a very good point. So the emphasis is, I don't know how much time if we'll be able to get to that fully. We'll get to that fully. But let me just point out, so there is room to say that if he's doing it on... If I tell somebody in America to do something for me on Shabbos, like the story, you ask somebody to book you a place or a seat or whatever it is on the plane, check in for you, so then that would be a problem. Yeah? The time you need is Shabbos, that's certainly a problem. What about if it's on one's own accord, like the story with the air conditioning or other stories? So then there would be I'm going to say later some svaras, why you'd be able to make it, and we'll try and come out with some sort of maskana. This would be a little bit easier. When you're doing it on your own accord, it would be a little easier. However, I will tell you that the poshta halacha would be, poshta halacha is, when a goy does something on his own accord for a yid, it's considered a shliach. When he goes and turns on the light for you, it's considered a shliach, and you have to stop him. Sometimes we say when he does it on his own accord, he's probably really doing it for himself. So that's a side heter. But when he's really doing it for you, it would be an issa, even if it's on its own accord. Yeah, so just like if a goy does it for you on his own accord, it's a problem. Why would a yid be any more lenient? On the contrary, a yid's a real shliach. If he's doing it on his own accord, it should be osur. Yeah, yeah. The question is a good question, and we'll see how much time we have to go into it more in detail. But so Ad Khan is what would come out Ashkof Roshena, that if there's an issa shlichas on Shabbos, so a shliach is doing it for me, it's a problem. I have a problem.
So is there no heter then to get going if it's Shabbos, the lights go off.
I don't want to go into the halachas of Mir Nochli. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. That's the details. But in principle, it's osa. In principle, it's osa. Yeah. You're saying without directly saying. So we'll use that and just point out an interesting var, a bit more exciting. There is a din of remes. There is a din of remes. Generally, everybody knows. In principle, telling a goy is osa. Now, there's cases that it's mutter. For example, if you tell a goy to do an istra bonon for a mekoy mitzvah, like for a shul, so that's mutter. It's one example. And so this case is not a mutter. One of the things that people know is mutter, if you say a remez, if you say a hint, yeah, if you don't say directly. How does remez work? Remez, b'pashtus, It's pashus. Doesn't help the issue of shlichus, because it's still your shliach. Even if he's doing it on his own accord, it's a problem. Remez helps for the issue of amira. I'm saying to do something, so you're not allowed to speak weekday talk. So I didn't speak weekday talk. I didn't tell you to do a malacha. I didn't speak weekday talk. I only was meramas. That's the, in other words, this issur of amira, so the halacha is, it's only when it's, you speak weekday talk. But if you meramas, you hint to weekday talk, you don't have this issue of amira. So that's the reason, in Shulchan Aruch, the poshta reason, how remez helps the situation. Yeah? So using that logic, So there's times you don't have a shlichus issue. There's times you don't have a shlichus issue. Because there's times that you consider the guy is doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you. So there's times you get out of the shlichus issue, and then you deal with the amira issue with remez. Based on that logic, I thought like this. I thought of an idea like this. That maybe the way the Nish Shabbos Karet started, because it's a very strange thing, so you announce the amira, it began like this. What Nish Shabbos Karet is supposed to mean as follows. I need a ride on Matzah Shabbos. And I want to organize it now. So I can't tell you I need a ride. That's awesome. I tell you, I'm going to tell you a remez. What's the remez? I'll tell you halacha. I want to tell you halacha. Yeah, I'm teaching halacha. The halacha is you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. Nish Shabbos Karet. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I need a ride, Matzah Shabbos. I'm telling you halacha. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I need a ride, Matzah Shabbos. You are listening to me, and you say, why is he telling me this halacha, with this example? Because he wants a ride on Matzah Shabbos. So he answered me back, Nish Shabbos Karet. Okay. He's telling me aloha, I can't tell you on Shabbos that it's okay. So it's all a remez. Yeah? So maybe that's how it began. It began as a remez. You're not saying the issa, you're saying a remez. The Shabbos Karet, I'm telling you aloha, I'm telling you aloha. Okay. Would that work or wouldn't it work? So you'd have to, in other words, whether that's how it began or not, the truth is I doubt it. Probably the posh of Shabbos Karet is there's some things that are mutam ikaradin. Aval Bekein says in Sfarim, you shouldn't speak weekly talk in Shabbos, even if it's Mutter. So about those things, people started saying the Shabbos Karet. Some of the way it began. But, but that's as far as... But what we're focusing is not on the Amira issue, because that you don't have in these stories. We're focusing on the Shlichus issue. Yeah? So Adkan is... So the Chayrit's Osa. Clear, all the cases, you have somebody doing Melacha for you in America, the violent Osa. Now, let me point out like this. The Ark Doilia Poiskim, the way I explain Amir and Nochri is the way it's Mashmah from the Rishonim, the way the Alter Rebbe learns Pshat in Amir and Nochri. That it's an Issa of Shlichus. The Ark Doilia Chorinim, amongst Chassam Sofer, and he brings the base mayor, and others, and other Doilia Chorinim, that they say that it doesn't make sense, the whole Shlichus doesn't work for Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to Shabbos. Shlichus and Shabbos don't work together. And the says is this. What does a shliach mean? A shliach means you do something on my behalf, and when you do it, consider I've done it. On Shabbos, the question is, what is the issur of Shabbos? When the Torah tells us not to do melachos on Shabbos, what's the Torah worried about? Is the Torah worried, does the Torah want the world to rest? We'll use these words. Does the Torah want the melachos shouldn't be done, that Yidden should make sure that the world rests? Yidden should rest, the world should rest, shouldn't do melachos in the world? Or is the Torah only worried that Yidden should rest, the Guf Yisrael should rest? They say it's the second one. The Torah only cares that the Guf Yisrael should rest. The person has to rest. The reason...
Because if a guy doesn't keep Shabbos...
Yeah, okay, that could be one way to bring it out. In other words, a guy keeps Shabbos isn't a problem. So the world doesn't have to rest, the Yid has to rest. The reason you can't do a melacha is because if you do a melacha, that's disturbing your rest. It's Chayim Yisrael, that's right. Yeah. So the reason you do a melacha is a problem because through the melacha, it's disturbing your rest. But there isn't an isser to do the malacha. The malacha isn't the issue. The issue is that you're not nach. Shabbos is yom menucha. You're not being nach. Let's imagine somehow you could do a malacha and it wouldn't disturb your menucha. That can't happen because if you do the malacha, we say that's not menucha. But if you could do a malacha and at the same time rest, it would be okay. The issue isn't the malacha. The issue is that the malacha is disturbing your rest. So they say, what does shlichus mean? A shliach, somebody's doing a malacha for you and it's considered you've done it. All right, it's considered you've done it. What do we care? While you were doing the malacha, you were davening barichas, or you were singing zmiris, or you were singing the good, whatever, you were eating gefilte fish. Yeah? You were resting. So what do I care that you've done a malacha? There's no issue with the malacha being done, and no issue that I've done it. The issue is if it disturbed my rest. It didn't disturb my rest. So they say the whole shlichas and Shabbos doesn't work. And that was the Rishonim say shlichas don't really mean shlichas. So they say that the Amir al-Nochri isn't built on shlichas. It's a little bit different, I have to explain it. Yeah? It's a special issa. Chazal said that when the goy does something, I can't have a goy doing something for me. But it's not that it's considered that I'm doing it, because we wouldn't care if I was doing it, because it's not disturbing my menucha. So according to these Achronim, the issue doesn't begin. Yeah, and this is one thing to rely on. According to these Gdolei Achronim, the issue doesn't begin. This Pnei also has such a svara. The issue doesn't begin because there's no such thing as somebody else doing a melacha and consider I did it. It may be considered I do it, but it's meaningless. I'm resting. I'm fine. But the Alter Rebbe doesn't learn of that. Alter Rebbe learns, and others, that that there is a problem of shlichus, that when somebody does a melacha, when a goy does a melacha for me, it's considered I've done it midrabbanon. And if a yid does a melacha for me, it's considered I've done it midraisa. So let's think of another way out. So let me just show how to. I'll point out. Yeah, there's in Loir Halacha, it's a sefer written by Shlomo Yosef Zevin. So he has over there an essay or a shtikl Torah discussing this inyan of whether Shabbos is an issa on the person, or is that the world should rest. And he has a list of 10 rayas or so, different halachas. Rayas to mechazik the shita of the Alter Rebbe, that the inyan is that the world should rest. It's not just that the person has to rest. There's also an inyan that the world should rest. Different gemaras, different halachas. One is you're not allowed to make avdolah on a ner that was written by a goy on Shabbos. By a goy on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make avdolah because it's a ner shenasa by avera. Consider a ner shenasa by avera, and avera was done. So what's that avera? If there's no inyan that the world should rest, just a yid should rest. So the goy obviously doesn't have Shabbos. So you say on the contrary, goy Shabbos chayav mitzvah. The candle doesn't care. Candle, the world is Seder. So what do you mean Ner Shenasa Be'Aveiru? What's this Loshon? What's this Teichon? What does it mean? It says, this Gemara amongst many others is mashma that there's an Indian that the world shouldn't be doing things. Asking why is a goy? On a goy, it's not his job to take care of the world. Yeah? It's not his job to make sure the world rests. But the world is supposed to rest, and that's the Yid's job. The Yid's job isn't just to make sure that I rest on Shabbos. My job is to make sure nothing happens in the world on Shabbos. That's one raya. He has an interesting raya from a medrash. It's not mamash halachic raya. This is more of a drushic raya. I'll share it because it's, you know, lighter. The famous medrash, we all know that when Mashiach comes, you pick a teina, a fig off the tree. The tree is the teina. The fig is going to shout Shabbos Hayim. Shout Shabbos. So he says, what's the pshat in the medrash? What's it mean? The teina is going to shout Shabbos Hayim. It means that when Mashiach comes, now you do a melacha, yeah, nothing happens, everything looks fine. But when Mashiach comes, you're going to see the issue. It's going to be, our eyes are going to be open, we're going to see. When you pick the fig is going to be shouting at Shabbos. Why is the fig going to be shouting at Shabbos? The fig's worrying for your Shabbos. It's mashma that there's a problem, the fig is bothered by the fact it's being picked. In other words, the world is supposed to be resting. If it's only that it's disturbing your menucha, why should the fig scream Shabbos? The whole tree should scream at you Shabbos if they're worrying for you. Yeah, the whole orchard should scream at you Shabbos. The fig is screaming Shabbos of Shabbos. When you pick the fig, the pig says, don't pick me. You'll, so to speak, in the fig you'll be able to see that it shouldn't be picked. In other words, okay, so it's a medrash which he learns chart, that means the world has to rest on Shabbos. Either way, that's the opinion of Alter Rebbe, and we're saying this, the Chori takes the dead end. So let me tell you this. The emes is, this general shaila, is much more negir than it sounds. Yeah, the shaila is, those came in, the shaila is, if can you have somebody in America doing a melacha for me in England, when for him it's Friday and for me it's Shabbos? Or vice versa, and it's Shabbos, Motz Shabbos, etc. But the truth is, we bump into this general shaila very often. Someone tell me where? Even, I think it's even fair to say, every single week I bump into this shaila. I don't have any businesses that have workers working for me in America. Huh? Very simple. Your wife lights candles, and after she lights candles, she says, turn off the light, turn on the light, turn off the oven, the things you forgot. Yeah? Anyone does that? Anyone's wife does that? Well, so now you find out. Is it mutter or asa? Right? So the truth is, l'chayra, it sounds like exactly the same shayla. For your wife, it's Shabbos. She's lit the candles, she mekabel Shabbos. Shabbos. For you, it's a weekday. Right? You have still 15 minutes, and it's still Friday. So, is she allowed to tell you, L'choira, what's the Shaila, L'choira, when she tells you do Malacha, for you it's fine, but when you do it, consider she's done it, because you're her Shliach, you're doing it for her. You don't care. Sometimes you're not, sometimes you are. Depends what she asks you to do. Yeah? So if she asks you to do something for yourself, then you're very lucky. Wife takes care of you. But if she asks you to do something for her, so then you're doing it for her. Yeah? You could have situations where you're doing it for her. Okay. When it's somebody told me that often his neighbor comes and knocks on his door. In the Sam over here, most of the Olam and Gold Screen brings in Shabbos early, and over here in Bavich, many of us bring in Shabbos late. So somebody told me his neighbor knocks on his door every second Friday night and says, "Can you come into my house?" They're sitting through the Shabbos, turn on the oven, turn off the oven, this, that. So over there, it's for them. It's not for him. It's for the neighbors. So it's the same. That's at least the same shayla. Yeah. When one person brings the Shabbos early, is he allowed to ask somebody who hasn't to do malacha for him? And the emes is, this is the mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It begins the Rashba, b'shem Tosfos, going to the Tosfos, but it's a mefurish halacha that it's muta. Mefurish it's muta. The Rashba says it's muta. The question is, what's the reason it's muta? Why is it muta? It's the shliach. What's the reason it's muta? So there's the reason of the Rashba, and then there's another reason in the Levush. The question is exactly how to organize these two reasons, and there's different mahalchim, but I want to go through. The Altareba has a long kuntra sacher, and it's a mason of Gimel, where he brings this halacha that it's muta. If one person, a couple Shabbos early, is allowed to ask his friend to do malacha for him, it's mufurish. It's mufurish to Rashman, there's no choylux. It's mufurish to halacha shonarach. The question is what's ahead. The Altareba has a long kuntra sacher, a very long inyan where he explains barichas, how it works, what the reason of the Rashba is doing, what the reason of the Levush is doing. So I'm just going to present it bekitza and take out the Ikon Kudus and what Lachori comes out. The Rashba says the reason is because he compares it to the Gemara. The Gemara says that am I allowed to, there's something called Chum Shabbos, right? You have a limit, you're allowed to go 2,000 Amos outside the city, each person has a Chum. So if we all live in London, so then all our Chum is the same thing. But if two people have two different tchumim, right? So if you live in one person lives over in one small city, another person in another small city, you have a different tchum. Can I ask you to do me a favor and do something? I can't go over there because it's outside my tchum. But for you, it's inside your tchum. Could you go there and do something for me? Yeah, the question is clear. I have one tchum. My tchum ends in one place. Your tchum ends a little further. So am I allowed to ask you a favor to go out into your, where you're allowed to go and I'm not allowed to go? Do me a favor. Go over there and watch my peiros or whatever it is. So the Gemara says it's okay. Gemara says it's okay. Says Tosfos, the Rashi quotes Tosfos, we don't have the Tosfos. It says, it's the same thing. Why is it okay? I'm sorry, the Rashi explains. Why is it okay? Because for you, it's not an issa. What I'm telling you to do is not an issa. You're allowed to go there, so it's okay. So it says the same thing. If one person brings in Shabbos early, and the other person brings in later, so the person who brought in early can tell his friend to do melacha for him. Because for the friend, it's not an issa. Same thing. For a shadin. Then comes the Levush, huh? Oh, right. So Nish Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk about Nisr on Shabbos. It's not an Nisr because it's Mutter. That's where the Altar of Taijus. This thing is not a Maisa Issa to tell you to go over there and do this thing. Or to tell the friend who's not Mekabel Shabbos to do this thing. It's not an Issa, it's a Maisa Heta. So it's not called. Yeah, the Shabbos square is not like people often think. When you learn halachas, you're not allowed to speak about things that are not Shabbosic. So you're not allowed to speak about an issa. You're not allowed to organize an issa that's from Zeftzecha. You're not allowed to speak about an issa that's Abadovar. But it's something which is also, if the thing is mutter, it's fine. Like if the thing is in the past, it's fine. So this is mutter. That's the word of the Rashba. Now the Levush says a different reason. The Levush says a different reason. He says, when you're mekabel Shabbos early, you only mekabel it the way it relates to you. You bring the Shabbos early, so you add, for yourself, you take on the whole Shabbos. You're not taking on for somebody else. Yeah? If I can use the following Oisius, when you mekabel Shabbos early, you're not mekabel Baal Terebes Shabbos, you mekabel the Chsam Sefer Shabbos. Chsam Sefer Shabbos is only on the individual, it's not on the world, that's the rest, there's no Shlichas. Baal Terebes says Shabbos is the world that's supposed to rest. But if the truth is, even if we think about it a second, does it make sense that Shabbos, the world is supposed to rest, and I have to make sure the world rests. If I'm a couple Shabbos early, can I bring Shabbos onto the world? I can't bring Shabbos onto the world. I can bring Shabbos onto myself. So when I'm a couple Shabbos early, I only have some safer Shabbos. I have to rest. The other part, that the world has to rest, even called out the rebbe, when you're a couple early, it's not, your Kabbalah isn't on the world, it's only on yourself. So you can have somebody do a melacha for you. That's the reason, that's the part that Levush says. And the way the Alter Rebbe explains it is the two reasons are connected to two historians. When it comes to the issa of you're not allowed to speak weekday talk, so I can't tell you, I've lit candles, and I'm telling somebody else to do a melacha, it's weekday talk. So now you have the word of the Rashba, it's not weekday talk, because it's not an issa. When it comes to the issa of shlichas, it's considered I've done it. But say that all is, that's for here you have the reason of the Levush. For here you have the reason of the Levush, which is that the issa is only when it's, help me out, anybody with me? The Issa is only on Shabbos proper. But when you mekabel Shabbos early, there's no Issa of Shlichas. Shabbos early is a Chsam Sefer Shabbos. It's an individual Shabbos. You only mekabel Shabbos the way it relates to you. You're not mekabel Shabbos the way it relates to others. So that's the word of the Alter Rebbe, the way the Alter Rebbe explains why you're allowed to do, why you're allowed to ask, why your wife is allowed to ask you to do melacha. Now what comes out? What about if somebody's doing melacha for you in America? Over there, it's not just he's mekabel Shabbos, it's real Shabbos, proper Shabbos. If it's Tois for Shabbos, so then we have this Vart Levush, that there's no Shlichus. Tois for Shabbos isn't proper Shabbos. It's only, you only Mekabel on yourself. But over here, the person over here, it's real Shabbos. Shabbos, a Shlichus thing is Shabbos, a real Shabbos. So it's the whole Shabbos, with all the Chumras, with all everything.
Even not the entire world.
Okay, I'll get to that. That's right. Very good, yeah. But Pashtus, at least this is what I thought until today, when Nechir told me through it, I said it's awesome. Yeah, because for me it's Shabbos proper, and on Shabbos proper I'm having somebody doing something for me.
No,
so the mailer.
No one asked him to do it.
That's another question. Whether the fact that he isn't asked, is it still. The Maisa is doing it for me, and by a Goy, the din is, if he's doing it for me, even if no one asked him, it's still considered for me.
From doing it, so he's doing it for him also.
No, by the Goy, we say he doesn't do something.
About this Maisa over there.
No. That's called he's doing it for me. He's doing me a favor. He does a favor for another year. Yeah? He's doing me a favor. He's doing it for me.
Huh?
It could be he gets pleasure. He gets pleasure, the kunz, that's right, the kunz. Like he's going to call him after Shabbos and tell him what he did. Of course he got pleasure. But Ava became, but Pashtus, Yid, he's looking to do a favor for another Yid. Okay. All right. So the emphasis is, there's another way out over here. So I don't know if I've lost people, I'm going to start a little bit of another. Huh? The Chayru, there's no way out. That's right. Chayru, it's an Isser. We're holding out an Isser. There's another Svar. Let me say it like this. He's done. Let's think a second. I'm standing here in, let's say the case is in America. I'm here in England, and I'm eating my Suda Shabbos Friday night, and somebody is making a wash for me in America. Yeah? Do me a favor. I left my clothes there. He's washing them because he wants to send them to me. So the way we're holding now is I'm right now doing this to the Raisa. I'm sitting eating my Friday night meal. I'm doing this to the Raisa. I'm washing clothes. Right? So I'm doing an Issa. That's what we're holding until. What's we're holding in a moment? The question is this. I'm washing clothes, but I'm washing clothes in America. I'm over here, and I'm washing clothes in America. Is that a problem? I understand it's considered I'm doing it. It's true. But I am standing in London and washing clothes in America. So where the clothes are being washed, it's not Shabbos. So maybe that's okay. People get this far. Yeah? In Okanami, the washing is considered, I'm washing it, and for me it's Shabbos now, but I'm somehow doing a kunz. On Shabbos, I'm washing clothes in the weekday. Right? Just to give another tzir to imagine it, imagine you're standing on the date line, let's say we have an exact space for the date line, you know exactly where it is, and you're standing on one side, it's Shabbos, the other side is Sunday. Let me think a second. If you step over to the other side, yeah?
It's not logical to say that.
If you step over to the other side, l'choyri, you're allowed to do melacha, right?
Can you step over on Shabbos?
Why not? Tchumin. Okay. Yeah. If you step over to the other side, it's Sunday. What about if I'm standing on the Shabbos side and put my hands on the other side and I'm doing tchino or boirir or any melacha, turning the light on the other side? Yeah? The light goes right through my house and whatever. I'm saying it theoretically. That's the question. I'm just bringing it out to bring out the question. If you're where you are at Shabbos, but the melacha you're doing in weekday territory, so is it an issue? And so it sounds like a strange question, but we have a very normal Hikdimtza. I'm in London, I have a business, I have workers in America. So I'm standing in London and doing Malacha in weekly territory on Shabbos. Yeah, it's considered I'm doing it. So this is Mamish the Shail. So the emphasis is it's Machloikas Achronim, it's Mafurish Machloikas Achronim. There's the way to be magdu it, the question is, what's the Issa on Shabbos? You probably have a similar Shail by Pesach. What's the Issa on Shabbos? Is the Issa, these are the words I use to try to say, is the Issa Meleches Shabbos? Who is the Issa Melocha? And the time of the Issa is Shabbos. Let me try and explain myself. One way to understand is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to write. Writing is also Shabbos. Building is also Shabbos. One example, cooking is also. Let's say cooking. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, right? Bishul is one of the Lamedes Melochas. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. There's something called cooking. It's the same cooking on Sunday and on Wednesday and on Friday and on Shabbos. Same cooking. On Shabbos it's Asa, and on Friday it's Mutter. On Wednesday it's Mutter. Same cooking. That's one way to understand. The other way to understand is that Halacha looks at it like there's two kinds of cooking. There's weekday cooking and there's Shabbos cooking. Weekday cooking is Mutter. Shabbos cooking is Asa. It's a bit of a darkest thing as far, but pay attention so we can get it. Weekday cooking is Mutter. Shabbos cooking is Asa. Weekday cooking is Asa 24/7. Weekday cooking never was Asa. I'm sorry, weekday cooking is Mutter 24/7. Shabbos cooking is Asa 24/7. You're never allowed to do Shabbos cooking. When you cook in the weekday, it's weekday cooking. When you cook on Shabbos, it's Shabbos cooking. But if you could cook in the weekday Shabbos cooking, it would be Asa. And if you can cook on Shabbos weekday cooking, it would be Mutter. So in other words, is the Torah answering Meleches Shabbos? Shabbos writing is also, Shabbos cooking is also, Shabbos building is also, that I'm calling Melechas Shabbos. Always the Torah saying Melechas is also, the time of the Yisra is Shabbos. Let me give the people who argue about it is Davni Nezer, who's Matir, and the Talmud Chalik Yoyev asks a huge machlokes. They argue the Talmud, Davni Nezer, in different Sforim, they argue again and again. He wrote something in Agli Tal, and then the Chalik Yoyev wrote back, and in the Agli Tal, he wrote up to answer back. Kids, they argue about this question. Let me tell you one of the practical examples. There's Dugmois on Ashir there. Yeah, so, but one of the examples, just to be Mamchish, this Dakastika Sforah. They discuss it this. There is a din, you have a candle with oil, so you're not allowed to take oil out of the candle on Shabbos. Why? It's considered mechaber, it's because you're putting out the candle. So the shaila is, what's the pshat? So the Rosh learns, it's mechaber because you're making it go out a little bit earlier. So it's considered that you put it out. When it goes out, it's that you put it out. Yeah? In other words, you did a maizeh, put it out earlier. One of the shailas they discuss like this. Let's imagine I have a candle and it's going to go out 10 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos. I take out a little bit of oil. And now it's going to go out 9 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? So I'm putting it out, but it's anyway going to go out on Motzei Shabbos. So it's, so to speak, I'm on Shabbos putting out a candle on Motzei Shabbos. So if we say that there's an issur to put out a candle and the time that it's also is Shabbos. So on there's an issur to put out a candle, I put out a candle. The time that it's also to do it is Shabbos, I did it on Shabbos. So then it's also. If on the other hand you say Shabbos putting out is also, weekday putting out is mutter. So what did I do? I did on Shabbos weekday putting out. On Shabbos, I managed to do kibbuy of choyl. On Shabbos, kibbuy of choyl. And they argue about this. Avnei Nezer says it's mutar, and Chalchiyah says it's also. Chalchiyah says Pashtus is also. Avnei Nezer says, you say with Pashtus. Pashtus is mutar. Yeah. So they argue about this question. So over here, we have another way out. I'm standing, it's a svara that even if you hold it out forever, there is an Isra of Shalichas. I'm in London. And I have something to do in Melacha for me in America. So it's considered I've done it. It's true. But what have I done? I've done weekly Melacha. If you say the Issa is to do Melacha and the time of the Issa is Shabbos, I've done Melacha. I've checked in. It's also. I've turned to the air conditioning. It's also. There's a Melacha Shabbonon. I made a wash. It's also. The Raisa. I've done Melacha. When did I do the Melacha on Shabbos? So I'm stuck. I've done Nasa the Raisa. Or Nasa the Rabbonon, depending on what the Issa is. If on the other hand we say weekday melacha is osur and Shabbos is mutar and Shabbos melacha is osur, what did I do on Shabbos? I did weekday melacha. I'm fine. I managed to on Shabbos do melacha in America. That's called weekday melacha. That's fine. So what does the Alter Rebbe hold? So till now I always thought the Pashtus, the Alter Rebbe holds it's lechumra, like the Chalkas Yoyev. Why? Because if he holds that weekday melacha is beseda. If he holds that weekday melacha is beseda, is okay. Weekday melacha is okay. So what does he have this whole issue about on erev Shabbos? And he has to say toys of Shabbos, you're not mekabel. Proper Shabbos, you're only mekabel. Simple. Weekday melacha is okay. I asked my wife to do something after she lit the candles. What does she? I hope not. My wife asks me to do something after she lit the candles. Yeah, after she lit the candles. So I'm doing weekday melacha. So what's the shaila b'chlal? The Alter Rebbe says it is a shayla, and only because it's twice of Shabbos is it okay. But Mela, the chayr of the Alter Rebbe comes out, it's awesome. That's what I thought till today. What I decided today is that maybe in the Alter Rebbe do it the other way around. What did the Alter Rebbe say? Maybe just like the Alter Rebbe said twice of Shabbos is mutar. What did the Alter Rebbe say? Why is twice of Shabbos mutar? Because when you're moisif on Shabbos, so you're only moisif on yourself, you're only bringing yourself. It's not that you can't add to yourself, you can't. Erev Shabbos add that the world should rest. You can only add that you rest. But on Shabbos proper, the world has to rest. So maybe we can extend that svara and say, on Shabbos proper, England has to rest. Or this time zone has to rest. In other words, true, on Shabbos proper, the world has to rest. But that's only the world that's where it's Shabbos. I can't make, when in England it becomes Shabbos, I can't say now the world in America has to rest, because it doesn't. Even they can do melacha. So therefore, as far as that's concerned, it's past the shlichus. In other words, true, it's Shabbos proper for me, and therefore the world has to rest. But the world in England has to rest. Just like when I'm bringing Shabbos early, so it's individual, so only I have to rest. Maybe also when it's not I bringing Shabbos early, but England is brought in Shabbos because it's Shabbos already, so England has to rest. But not the entire globe has to rest. Have a good night. Yeah.